My guest today is the band Eject. This is their third time on the show. It's a privilege to have them back. We're going to listen to some new tracks and some old tracks and do some acoustic stuff, so stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Eject. Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Eject, myspace.com/ejecttheband. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
And let's do just a quick, this is the third time you've been on Is Good, and I've seen you guys, I think when I first had you on the show, it was you had just sort of put together a demo, and then I had you on again, I think it was almost a year ago, it was last July, and you guys had just released the demo. And now you guys are back with some more music.
Yeah.
And do you give me a sense of like some of the things that have gone on at least within the last year? I know you've played a lot of gigs. You've been doing some acoustic shows, which is a new thing for you. Mm-hmm. Tell me about where you guys have gone over the past year.
Well, we put out the EP, like you were saying, that ourselves, which is available on our MySpace page. And did that, I don't know, a few months. Was that May? Was it a year ago?
Yeah, it would be about a year ago, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, we've just been playing, and now we're back recording again and getting some new stuff down on tape.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's the same setup that you guys have had, you know, the four of you. And have you sort of tightened up your sound, you think? Does it feel like more of a band than when it started?
I think we're definitely getting quicker in the studio.
Yeah.
Things are coming along a little bit easier. It's a constant process, you know?
People say it's more coherent live. I mean, that's not for me to say. I'm on the stage, but people say it's getting better.
Yeah, it definitely feels better. The more we play together, obviously, the more we kind of gel naturally. So
yeah,
there's definitely a notice change, yeah.
And when you guys were just starting out, you were part of the Kiss or Kill community. You were playing some local shows. Mm-hmm. And now it seems like you guys have branched out on your own a little bit more. You're booking your own shows independently in a lot of different kinds of venues. How has that sort of experience been treating you? Like, have you had some really good live experiences that have encouraged you to move forward?
Here and there.
some better than others.
The live thing is tough. I mean, it chooses us as much as we choose it. You know what I mean? And we are open to everything. We're open to, you know, the Sunset Strip thing and the East LA underground thing, that, you know, whatever we'll play where there's people. But, booking a band in LA is...
Well, we have progressed from weddings and bar mitzvahs. We no longer do those.
No longer do weddings and bar mitzvahs?
Yeah. No, because we never got booked for any anyway. So right. Fuck it, what's the point?
Yeah, Paul's our booking agent, so he's got all that down.
Well, in terms of things like booking agents and stuff, have you guys been looking for some label help, or are you pretty much keeping it all within-house? I mean, I know you've been doing your recording within-house. I know Tim has this great recording studio where you guys do a lot of your work.
Yeah, we're looking out for some... We'd love some help from anybody who wants to help.
Yeah.
We're actually looking around the UK to see if there's anything over there.
Yeah,
I'm going there in July, so I'm going to play a couple shows and hopefully take some meetings and see if anybody's interested over there.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully they're listening right now. It's the color of internet radio.
Yeah.
Let's do some live stuff. Why don't we do a couple of tunes? We'll do one, we'll catch our breath, and then we'll do another.
Cool.
What are you going to play for us first?
Under Your Skin.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Eject.
This feels like a dream, wrapped in someone's scene, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting on the word. I look, but I can't see what's inside of me, and I'm still waiting on the world. Down again.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band Eject. Awesome start to the show, guys. Were a lot of these songs written, like, did they start as an acoustic song, like Andy, just you tooling around on your guitar, and then they became these rock songs, or?
Not really.
So you're kind of going in reverse now. You're starting with a rock song and bringing it down to acoustic.
Yeah, it's kind of fun doing that, stripping it down. And we've been having a good time playing acoustic because we can really hear each other a bit more. It's not so loud, and we can kind of...
Sometimes that's a bad thing.
Focus on the parts.
Has some of that come from just, you know, the necessity of... There's so many venues in L.A., and the spaces, a lot of them are really bars with just a little extra space in the back that they call it, and then they call it a venue, and they throw bands in there.
Right.
So has that been to sort of adjust to, you know, where the gigs are available?
No, it's come from this show, John. you know, we came in here to do this show for the first time, and... I never thought I'd be interested in playing acoustic sets. I never have done it with other bands. I don't know about the other boys, but we came and did that. We just really enjoyed it, and it's gone from there. So then, you know, we went and, as a direct result of that, booked some acoustic shows, and we really enjoyed it. So
it's all your fault.
Yeah. This horrible noise is all because of you.
Oh, well, that's pretty... you embarrass me, really.
We embarrass ourselves. Thank you.
Well, one of the cool things, though, is you guys are able, I mean, just from seeing that last song, to still really... rock out. You know, a lot of the people will think, oh, we don't play acoustic because we'll lose something from the song in playing acoustic that somehow represents weakness. And there's a couple of other bands I've had on the show who are able to carry it through where it's, you know, it's acoustic rock without being folk rock. And you guys are able to do that.
I think it's a testament to, you know, Andy's songwriting too, because the songs are so strong.
Yeah.
The melodies are so strong, the parts, the arrangements are all really good. So it works in any format, which is a sign of a good song, I think.
And also,
almost any point.
I think Andy's got so many songs that there are some songs that don't lend themselves to the electric set so much. So our acoustic sets aren't just the same songs quieter. There's a bunch of songs we don't play usually. So that's fun too.
So they get
it's fun
come
for
out.
Us. We have to keep it creative, you know. Otherwise, it can get very boring.
Sure.
Playing the same set, you know, electric, full on.
And Gary, actually, I want to hear about the drumming experience, because usually the drummer is the first one to go whenever the space gets smaller, you know? Have you been able to continue to sort of... Because also, I think the percussion is a big part of this band. Have you been able to kind of continue to express yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. But basically, all I do is pretty much the same as I would do normally, just with brushes. So it's a bit of a cheat, but it's pretty much the same thing. It's been pretty easy. And it's nice. It's a whole different feel, you know? And it's a whole new thing that's very enjoyable, I got to say.
All right, so as long as it continues to work, then. Why don't we just jump right into another live song, if you guys are ready. What's this one?
This is a new one that we're just recording now. So, not really a title
for it. After we leave here.
Record. It's called 168, which is the tempo of the song.
I mean, not to remix that one.
It's not anymore, actually.
Until the day arrives, we will be stuck like this, trying to stay alive. Until the feet choking on a double barrel gun. Always on the run. I cannot reach you. It was way too late. Cold cock by the morning bell. In another drunken state. And every waking hour. And every burning tower. Searching out for murder clues. And another day you lose. But you always wanting more. And I'm all. But when I'm gone, you will sleep tonight, waiting on your call. When I'm gone, you will sleep tonight, waiting on your call, waiting on your call. Try and see you in another way, and I could try to reach you on another day with every waking hour and every burning tower, searching out the day you lose and another drunken Sue's song. But you always want. I'm always giving up. When I'm gone, well, you will sleep tonight, waiting on your call. When I'm gone, you will sleep tonight, waiting on your call, waiting on your call.
Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Eject. That's a great new song. That's 168 beats per minute. It's not quite that fast, is it?
I don't think it's that fast.
It started out as
it used to be
a drum and bass track, and then became a rock song.
Exactly.
Andy, have you found your songwriting has changed over the past few years or so in terms of the kinds of songs you like to sing about or write about?
I think I'm starting to write less about myself and more about other things around me.
Is that a sign of growing up, you think?
I hope so, yeah.
Within the music world, anyway?
Yeah, I think a lot of my earlier stuff was a very reflective, kind of introspective, I guess. And I don't know, I'm trying to write about things around me rather than myself all the time.
Have your fans contributed to the way Eject is developed and the way that your fans have responded to, I really like what you guys do here, or could you guys maybe do less of that and then more of this? I mean, are you guys affected by the way your audience receives you?
I don't think so. Not so much. I think we just do what we do.
Yeah. They just ask us to do less of the band, period.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can't keep chasing. You'll get a million different opinions. So, yeah, you just got to do what you do and hope some other people like it, I think we're pretty true to that, yeah.
But have you been seeing a little, like, an eject following growing over time, some familiar faces showing up at shows?
Not as much as we'd like to.
No, I mean, a little bit when we did the residencies at Molly Malone's, we did 4 shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We definitely saw some repeat things there, but it's kind of harder. It's hard to kind of have people come.
Yeah,
it is, you know.
I think we're trying to try to get some opening slots here over the summer and stuff and try to get with some bigger bands to get some more fans.
Yeah. Exposure. It's hard for us to get exposure. You know, there's so many. MySpace has sort of been our main outlet, and you know how that goes. There's millions of bands on there. So it's sort of hard to promote ourselves outside of that. You know, we're definitely playing shows and doing these new recordings, but it's harder to kind of do it.
Are you interested in touring and in seeing, you know, outside of LA, how people respond to your music? You mentioned, Andy, you were going to drop by the UK for a bit and see what they think.
Yeah, well, we're going to plan to do a little tour on the East Coast in the summer.
Yeah, we do have a tour kind of penciled in with another kind of radio show called Undiscovered Radio, which is based somewhere in Middle America. And you get a whole different. We did go out and do a couple of shows in Colorado a while ago, and you just get a whole different perspective, you know, on your music. And we'd love to go out there if they'll have us. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the things I've heard bands say about going on tour is, like, you know, the dynamic is so different because you have a venue and the venue books the entertainers, mm-hmm. and the customers come to that venue because that's the venue that they go to. So whoever you are, if you're a touring band, you're going to be playing for an audience. So it's not how many people did you bring, it's whether or not they actually like your music.
Sure. That, right.
How you judge whether or not it's been a good show.
That's good. It does become more about the music, and you definitely meet people that are more dedicated to going out to live shows, and that's their life, you know.
Yeah.
And in LA, if like you can do like the best show of your life, but if only 5 of your friends came, it feels like a failure, you know.
Right. Sure.
Right.
I've been trying to understand why it's hard here. The only thing I can think about is just everybody's in a band. So
yeah. That's it. <No. laughs>
It's the same reason you have. It's hard to promote on MySpace. Yeah, it's because there's so many other people doing the same thing.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're actually starting our own website. It's going to be ejecttheband.com. And it should be up and running by next Monday.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So people should check that out as well.
Mm-hmm. We'll plug there.
Yeah. We're playing some shows coming up. We're playing in Genghis Cone this Friday.
And that's an acoustic show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Monday, we've got a show at the Viper Room with Oliver Future, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that that flyer on your page with Oliver Future and the Randys. They've both been on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it's what I call a Rogue Is Good Presents. It doesn't know that I've put the show together.
Right.
Yeah. That should be a fantastic show. You guys with Oliver Future, they're a great band.
Yeah, it's the Indie 103.1 show. They have every Monday. And we're up at 9 o'clock on Monday, with the Randys and Oliver Future. So.
Cool. Well, let's listen to another. You brought a new track in. I don't think I've heard it yet.
It's called So Long. We just finished it actually last week.
All right, let's give that a listen. We'll drink some water and get back into some live stuff. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. The band is called Eject.
Out of my life, out of the dream window.
We're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Eject, myspace.com/ejecttheband, and coming up soon, ejecttheband.com. And you guys are playing next at Genghis Cohen, you said, and that's an acoustic thing?
Yeah, it's Friday.
That's Friday.
Friday, yeah, 9 o'clock.
And then you have, after that, you have this show with Oliver Future at the Viper Room.
Yeah, that's the 28th on Monday. Yeah.
And have you found, like, that your music is kind of, you know, like Viper Room being in the Sunset Strip area, and then, you know, Genghis Cohen being in the more, you know, laid-back indie area? Like, does that affect your performances? Not just whether it's acoustic or not, but sort of the way you play to your audience?
I think it affects the makeup of the audience, which affects us. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some people who are never going to go out on Sunset Strip. There's some people who only go out on Sunset Strip. You know, there's some people who are never going to go to an indie dive downtown, but, you know, there's other people who only do that. So
it affects the energy on stage as well, then.
It does, yeah. I mean, actually, last time we played the Viper Room, we had a good crowd there.
Acoustic shows are generally more open to listening, mm-hmm. you know? People that go to places like acoustic shows are more interested in listening to music, whereas Strip can be a bit of a scene, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. It can be kind of harder to drag out the... hold on a second.
They're coming to take us away.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Quick, lads, run.
They caught me.
They found us.
That's a long one.
Of course, we forgot we were streaming live. Of course, that's how they find us.
Fantastic. Yeah. Everybody has your immigration papers in order, right?
Me and Gaz are still working on that.
Yeah.
as we speak.
That's the worst reason for a band to break up, I think. You may have to marry one another. all right, let's do some more live stuff. What do you want to play now?
This song is called Dreaming.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Eject.
Wake up the dream I have inside. In love we always, in love we always do. I'll spend the next few days dreaming of you and how you were in my heart. I'll spend the next few days thinking of you and the way we were. Nothing will ever make us grow apart. You. days dreaming of you and how you were my heart. I'll spend the next few days thinking of you and the way we were. Nothing will ever make us grow apart. Nothing will ever make us grow apart.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Eject. Great song. That's a good one. Is that that's a newer one, isn't it?
It's a new old one, yeah.
It's a new it's one you've brought out from underground.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
there's a few of those.
With these new songs and the songs you have on the EP, are you guys planning on doing a full length or another EP, or when can we expect some more recorded music to the general public?
Hopefully soon. We're just working on, I think 5 or 6 new songs, and we'll either release that on our own again as an EP or maybe just combine the two or something. I don't know. It'd be cool to do a full-length record, have that many songs. We're just kind of going song by song now, and if we have a batch, we'll throw them out there.
Mm-hmm. So for now, people should go to the MySpace page to get the songs from the that first EP.
Yeah, they can go there, and they can buy it there. It's actually on iTunes. It's on iTunes as well. And a MySpace page has some new stuff up as well they can listen to. So to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, you guys want to do another song?
Sure.
This is another new one, isn't it?
What?
Overtime?
10 minutes.
Overtime.
You're listening to Is Good. This is Eject.
I love you.
Eject on Is Good on killradio.org. That's another old new one, isn't it?
Yeah. We've actually been playing that for a little while. But we stripped it down acoustically. It's kind of fun.
So what do you guys think is next for you? Just working on the new album and getting some new stuff out there? Or do you guys want to play live as much as you can and continue to, you know, refine your act?
I think a bit of both. We'd like to finish this batch of songs, get some more music out there, and then hopefully this summer get some more shows going. Some opening slots. And, you know,
tour would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, tour would be great.
If that Undiscovered thing happened, that would be fantastic. Or some other, if we can get on a tour some other way.
Yeah.
Is there anything you have in mind that you want to avoid? Like any pitfalls that you've seen other bands, you know, maybe your friends' bands fall into that, you know, want to steer clear of?
Yeah, I want to avoid that LA thing of where the promotion and fucking management side of it starts overshadowing the creative side of it. And we've had to walk that fine line all along, really. And the important thing for us is we have to keep it interesting, or we just, you know. So that's why, yeah, we'll go into the studio for a few weeks and then we're all itching to play again. And then we want to get back in the studio. And we all realize we have a responsibility to do a certain amount of BS marketing stuff, but.
But you can send out a billion flyers, and if you're not enjoying the music that you're playing, then what's the point?
That's also time where we could be in a room together creating music, and that's much more important. So we're forever trying to get that, walk that line, you know.
It's definitely a balance.
Yeah. And balancing making a living too, which is
which is impossible.
Fortunately gets in the way.
Yeah. Damn living.
Yeah.
What you guys want to take a little break and listen to a track, and then, or do you want to do another live song now? It's up to you.
Do you need to go feed your meter, Tim?
You better play a track while I feed the meters. Yeah, play a track while I feed the meter. Yeah,
we'll do that. Why don't we play something from the
talk about Gary.
Let's play something from the other.
Really Gary left the drumming.
Let's see what do we got prick. Here.
This really is great radio here.
Yeah,
gotta go feed the meter.
Laughterlands or fire? What do you recommend?
Whatever you like, man.
Let's do Laughterlands.
Okay.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Eject. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Just like a dream.
Back on Is Good, hanging out with Eject, myspace.com/ejectTheBand, and the up and coming ejectTheBand.com. What's going to be on that website that's different from the MySpace? You got a bunch of pictures or?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be more
audio,
more focused. Yeah, more detailed.
We're gonna have a video actually for that song. If anyone hasn't checked it out, we have a video that a friend of ours made around this time last year for Laughterland, which is kind of was fun to do.
What was that experience like, taking, you know, imagery and attaching it to a song that you had been working on for a long time? So you already, you know, knew what the song was about. Did it work with the video, or
did it
go in a different direction than you had initially imagined?
No, I was pretty literal to the song.
Yeah.
So our friend Shimmy Marcus came over from Dublin, and he's actually quite a well-known filmmaker over there. He was staying here and made the video while he was on holiday here. It was great. It was a fun day. We shot it in this bar called The Office in Lincoln Heights, and it was a good narrative to the video. So check it out on our MySpace.
So it's on the MySpace now.
Yeah.
We can check
it.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. I guess the concept was shimmies, but it tied in. Yeah, it was pretty literal. So I think we were fairly.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people drinking in a bar. And yeah. It was funny because we got there like 11 or 12 in the morning, and there's already Mexican guys sitting there drinking.
Yeah. Great.
Here we go
again.
Here we go again.
Yet again. God,
it's always popping up. I have nothing against Mexicans. Just guys in the bar.
You guys got to go to myspace.com/thisisgood and download July 5th episode.
I know. What did I say
July
back then?
4th, something like that. It was the same thing. It was about being late there in a bar and the only people being there.
Oh, was it the same? Was it the same thing?
We just said
the same thing.
And earlier in the show, you guys said you don't play bar mitzvahs, so I'm going to throw the word anti-Semite out there as well.
Well, God.
What was funny at the office when we did the video there was we had...
I'm going to make you play someone's quinceañera.
Oh, my God.
We had called them and asked them if they'd open early at, like, noon so we could shoot this video, and they were like, what do you mean? We open at 9.
It's a ploy to get our next gig full. It's going to be full of Jewish and Hispanic people.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into more trouble, let's play another song. Whenever you guys are ready.
There you go. This goes out to all the Mexicans. Sometimes late at night, I sit and scheme on strange things. Your eyes and blue sighs, memories that might have been. Silhouettes come to me, dressed in white and only 18. Days fly through that drive, drop me off when we get by. She's coming again, she never really can. She won't take me there, oh no. She's coming again, she's always running scared. She never cared, never cared for me. Sometime when the time is right, we'll sit and stay awake all night, talking of the things we've seen. I wonder why we chase these dreams. The days I spend on my own, trying to escape
Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band Eject. Guys, remind us once again where you're playing next.
Friday, we're playing at Genghis Cohen on Fairfax. And Monday, the 28th, at the Viper Room at 9 o'clock with Oliver Future and the Randys.
Awesome. And people should go to myspace.com/ejecttheband for the latest up-to-date info. And then you said in about a week or so, you'll have ejecttheband.com.
Yeah, we should be launching it Monday, the night of the show. So.
All right. Well, guys, always a pleasure hanging out with you.
Thanks,
well,
a lot,
thanks
nice.
For coming back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
And hope to see you again
always.
Soon.
Cheers, mate.
We'll sign off with a remix just I just recently finished of one of their latest singles, Fight. You can download this episode from myspace.com/thisisgood. It'll also be up on isgoodmusic.com sometime later tonight or tomorrow. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.